And joining me in studio is the PRO, Declan Kerr. Declan, delighted to see you in here this afternoon. This time of year, the details start coming through about who's been nominated, and something in the region of 40 categories. This year is going to be, as I say, a really special year for all involved.
Absolutely, Chris. I mean, 40 years, who would believe, you know, started in 1976 and 40 years on, we'll be celebrating that in a big way at the end of the month in the Mount Erigal Hotel on Friday the 29th, as you say. I mean, the nominations for the 2015 awards just released earlier this week, 190 nominees and around 40 categories. Compare that, Chris, to 1976 when we had 17 awards and around 50 nominees that year. So it just shows you the scale and the growth of the awards over the years. I mean, there's been some tough times, as some of the committee members from earlier years would tell you, when it was hard maybe to keep it going, but they stuck at it, and certainly it's gone from strength to strength, and it's been over the past decade, it is, the awards and the interest. And of course, I mean, the success of Donegal Sport is reflected in the awards and in the winners. I mean, we've had hundreds of winners over the years, and we're really looking forward now. A lot of work has been put into it. A lot of work put into it every year, Chris, but this being the 40th, we will be looking at doing a few special things on the night.
And worth pointing out, Declan, down through the years, some really big names have been not just collecting the awards, but also there's been some great special guests down through the years. And I know one of the things that they've always commented on, particularly people who maybe don't know Donegal too well, is just they're quite amazed at the variety, the quality, and even the event itself. Throughout the country, there is very little that ranks as well and compares with this event.
That's right, Chris. As far as we know, and with, like as you say, we have heard from special guests that have been at the awards and from other people that an event of this scale is really, it's unheard of around the country. So certainly we're very proud of the Donegal Sports Star Awards, the committee, the committees that were there from day one. Some sadly have passed on, but we have had a great, great effort to keep the Donegal Sports Stars right up there, and you know, to have reached the 40th now, and to be this the scale and the size of the awards itself now, it's great pride for everybody involved, and you know, I suppose you're talking about sport. There's a great appetite for sport in Donegal, and I suppose as we always say every year when we talk about the headline sports, but I mean, there's so many other so-called minority sports that have excelled, and it's a great opportunity for them to come to an awards ceremony like this, and it's the one big social sporting event in the year where people from different walks of life and sport can come together under the one roof and socialise, enjoy a good night, and also see then who just picks up the awards in the various categories. For example, last year we had a debut sport in mind games. This year we have two new sports which will go into the special recognition category. We have a young lad from Rathmullen and Paul McCarron who has excelled in fencing. He's represented his country, and also a man from Rafoe, Mike Kelly, who has had success, international success in target shooting. So that's two new sports that we're introducing this year, and they'll go in with a number of other nominees into a special recognition category. So that just demonstrates just the scale and the breadth of sport in Donegal.
On the night itself, many people are often struck by, you know, the variety of sport, and you hear about people and sports that a lot of people may never have heard about before. And it's sometimes those minority sports that actually create as much interest as the bigger ones that so many of us are used to hearing.
Absolutely. And I suppose one great example of that was in 2011, when the overall winner was Jim Doherty, the clay pigeon shooter from Newton Cunningham, who had won international, who had fabulous international success that year. And I suppose when people were a bit agog when they seen that Jim was the winner, but when they seen the scale of the success that Jim had that year, they had no arguments with it. I mean, and I suppose that is a demonstration of the minority sports getting coverage and getting recognition. And I suppose there are many other minority sports that we have also recognised over the years, but that is one really big example of it there.
And just to explain to people the process for nominations, a lot depends on the sports themselves and the organising bodies and the county boards and the clubs to put forward nominations.
Absolutely, yes. I suppose that's the one thing we stress in September, October time every year when we invite nominations. Sports or sporting organisations and individuals, they must make the submissions themselves. And if by the end of November, if your name's not in and you look at the awards and you look at the winners at the end of January and you see that your name's not there, there's only one reason that it's not there. If you don't, it's so, so important that sporting organisations, and they have, in fairness to them for the most part, been out there and get their nominations in on time.
Now, something in the region of 40 awards to be handed out, and as always, there's individual awards. Maybe let's just look at some of them. Usually sort of maybe about 30 different categories, ranging from athletics right down through to powerlifting, pool, snooker, motorsport. It's quite incredible when you actually look at the list, and it's only when you go through it that you realise what a great year last year was. It really was exceptional.
Yes, both in individual sport and in team sport, as you can see from the range of nominees there, you know, from the individual to the team awards to the schools. You know, there's fabulous successes there, and so many nominees and so many different categories there. It hasn't been an easy job for the judging committee, and I suppose as we finalise her, we'll be sitting down to finalise the winners in the various categories now within the next week. And while there's been some work done, I can guarantee you there's a lot more work to do.
I mean, just taking, for example, athletics, when you look at the four nominations there, Anne-Marie McGlynn, Hugh Gallagher, Mark English, Mary McLoon, they all had absolutely outstanding years.
Yes, I mean, none of the four, they all need no introduction. They, at various times of the year, all had significant successes, and we're glad to see that the four were nominated, and certainly it won't be an easy decision to decide the winner.
Now, looking at some of the categories, and I've mentioned minority sports, we have equestrian, we have gymnastics, hockey, martial arts, you mentioned mind sports, motorcycling. For a lot of these people who are going to be there on the night, you know, it's a great opportunity to mingle with people from other sports.
Yeah, that is one of the big, I suppose, and most important things about the Donegal Sports Star Awards. I mean, it's, you know, while it's about success, it's also about participation. It's also about meeting people from different sports. And as I said earlier, you know, it's the one opportunity in the year for people from, say, the minority sports to meet up with people that are supposed to get a lot of media coverage throughout the year. And they really enjoy that night, and they really look forward to it.
And as well as the individual awards, and you've touched on it there, the schools side of it is particularly important, and great once again to see people from all parts of the county, schools from all parts of the county, and often it's some of the smaller schools, particularly at national school level, that really do punch above their weight.
Yes, you know, and I suppose it's important to say in relation to the schools categories that it's not all about the success, it's also about the participation and the range of sports that the schools take part in. So that, from that point of view, you know, smaller schools do have an opportunity to first of all be nominated, and also to be in the frame for to take the actual awards in the primary or the secondary schools. So there's eight categories there in the schools between primary and secondary, and the awards there will be presented by the Mayor or the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Kieran Brogan. Will make those presentations to the eight winners in those categories. And I suppose it's important to say again, Chris, that Donegal County Council, their support has been absolutely invaluable to us, and we couldn't run an event of this scale without their support. They have been with us, actually. They first of all sponsored the schools from 1977, and then in 1996 they became the exclusive sponsor for all the awards. So we've had a great association, a great relationship with the council, and the chief executive of the council, Seamus Neely, will be one of our special guests on the night.
It's also an occasion where not just the people who've performed this year in sport are recognised. We also see coaches being recognised, secondary school teachers who've gone out of their way, and club personnel. And there's awards that do recognise this, you know, the Appreciation Award, the Hall of Fame, the Special Recognition. So it's not just about people who've done something actually on the sporting field in the last year.
Yes, that's a very, very important facet of sport, is the people behind the scenes, the people who do the voluntary work, the people who get pitches ready, the people who help with the coaching. These people are crucial to any sports team or any individual who go on to excel in sport. And we always endeavour to, and we always, every year, we have the appreciation category. We also have, as you, in schools, you have the primary school winner or primary school nominees, and secondary school teachers who help and manage and coach. And they're all very, very important part of the Donegal Sports Star Awards and will continue to be so.
Now, this year, as it's the 40th anniversary, we hope to see some old faces from the past as well.
Yes, well, I suppose two things we will be looking at, Chris. I suppose is the 1976 we'll be looking at the original committee. Sadly, a number of those have passed on, but their vision in setting up the Donegal Sports Star Awards, we will be recognising them. We will also be recognising the people who were the first winners in 1976 as well. So they will be recognised on the night as well and honoured as special guests. And I suppose, just going back there, Chris, I suppose there is two people this year in the 2015 award, two people who know already that they definitely will be getting awards, and they are Kieran Murray from Remelton, who won two gold and a bronze medal at the World Transplant Games in Argentina, and Oliver Doherty from Moncrana, who won silver in golf at the Special Olympics out in Los Angeles back in July. So those two guys know already that they'll be picking up awards. But as you say, yes, being the 40th, Chris, the original committee, people from the original committee, and also the first winners of awards, they will be recognised.
Now, the event itself has moved with the times. We've got giant screens behind the stage, I suppose you could say now, and it's really enhanced the awards the last few years. We quite often have video clips and TV footage, and it really brings the whole occasion to life. And it's great for people who maybe don't know about a particular person or sport when they actually see these shots up on the big screen.
I'm sure, yes, and for all nominees, but I suppose particularly nominees that would be from sports that are not as well known, to see their images of themselves or their family members, seeing them up on screen there. A great amount of work is done behind the scenes in relation to preparing that. A huge amount of work. AVC provide the video conference stuff there, and obviously committee members put a huge amount of work there. The likes of Patrick McLaughlin put a huge amount of work into preparing the footage for that part of the show. I mean, it makes it a very professional, very glitzy, a very razzmatazz show for the guests, and certainly anybody that you'd be talking to and after the awards, they'd be so impressed with that part of the occasion.
And there's quite a few people who've been to the awards ceremony on several occasions. Maybe they've been nominated, maybe they've won an award, maybe they're with a group of people or a team of people. And there's almost a great camaraderie as well.
Well, yes, and I mean, over the years, Chris, there are so many people from so many different sports that come to the awards every year, because they see the great work that is done, and the recognition that people get from their peers in the county. I mean, just a few names that I know that have supported the awards and have been really behind it from the very start. The likes of Danny McDade from athletics, the likes of Peter O'Donnell from boxing. Those two people and many more, they really, really have seen the benefit of it. I suppose they were there too when times were not as good, but they stuck with it, and they certainly... They're people that have really supported the awards over the years, and it's people like them that really enjoy the occasion.
And I can't stress enough, it's such a unique occasion that there is no other event in Donegal during the year that you will get such a diverse spread of people from the sporting world all together in the one room on the one night.
Absolutely not, Chris. It's the one occasion in the year, the last Friday in January every year. And it's the one opportunity for all people from different sports to come together. I suppose it's the only one opportunity in the year that they'll get to meet up. So it's a chance for them to share, I suppose, stories from their own sporting, successes over the years, and over the year, over 2015 in this case. And yeah, it's a marvellous opportunity for them to get together.
Also worth pointing out, Declan, that there's quite a lot of young people at the awards ceremony. Some of them there because they've done it at schools level. It might be a club level, individual level. And for those youngsters, you know, they're going to see star names, and it's a great chance for them to see some of the elite in sport. And it's an occasion that many of them will remember forever.
Yes, I mean, that makes a lasting impression on young people, seeing their, you know, the people, the likes of the people that have won overall awards, say even just taken recent years, the likes of Jason Quigley, the likes of Carol Lacey, the likes of Yvonne McMonagall, the likes of Mark English last year, to have seen what those guys have achieved. But I mean, it's taken a lot of hard work to get where those guys are in terms of getting overall awards, in terms of the success in their respective sports. But young people, yes, it's certainly a motivating factor, and it drives them on, and it also drives their families and their coaches and everything else. That is a very special thing to see those people up on screen, and I suppose it does give those young people that bit of extra impetus to succeed in their respective sports.
You're listening to Highland Radio Saturday Sport. I'm in studio with Declan Kerr, the PRO of the Donegal Sports Star Awards, which take place on the 29th of January in the Mount Errigal Hotel here in Letterkenny. Declan, as it's the 40th anniversary as well, and I've seen in other years people come in, one of the first things people look at is the booklet on the table when you come in, which has all the lists of nominations. And no doubt this year there'll be a little bit of added information in that booklet.
Yes, well, I mean, being the 40th, we're doing a special souvenir booklet, Chris, so that will reflect 40 years of the Donegal Sports Star Awards from the first awards in November 76. Will be a number of different features with different sporting icons, also a lot of pictures from past awards, and that's going to be a very important part. It's going to be a very special booklet, which I'm sure many people will treasure for years to come.
Perhaps the one of the difficulties that the committee has each year, that the event has become so popular that the demand for tickets is very high. The message always is when the tickets do go on sale, to apply as quickly as you can, because this in the last few years is always a sellout.
Absolutely. I mean, I suppose we've been averaging around 500 guests per year over in recent years. Last year we had over 600, just over 600 actually. In a couple of days before the actual awards, we had to stop taking bookings. Just the hotel just wasn't able to take any more. So that's just a demonstration. And of course, Chris, with this being the 40th, there's going to be extra attention and extra demand. So we will be encouraging people to book their tickets early. Tickets will be available from Tuesday morning from the Mount Errigal Hotel. They are the sole outlet for tickets. It's €25 for adults and €15 for primary school children.
And really is excellent value, because that includes not just the whole ceremony, but a very good
dinner
as well. So, yeah. Also, just a word, Declan, many of the recipients of the rewards down through the years have commented upon the quality of the awards themselves, the medals, the trophies, the cups that are presented, some really fine pieces that would certainly be pride of place in many a cabinet or mantelpiece.
Yes, I know. You know, the past winners all treasure their medallions or their crystal, and the cups too for the schools. I mean, those are very, very, they're absolutely fabulous awards. And as I say, I know, speaking to different previous winners, be that in schools or teams or individuals, I know that they all know where their awards are. They haven't got lost. The medallions or the crystal, they're all very, very important. And obviously, in this year, the 40th, the people that picks up the awards in the various categories, that will be a very special thing for them in years to come. I suppose it's important to say, Chris, we have 40 categories. We have over 190 nominees. It's an achievement in itself to be nominated. I suppose not everybody can win, but I mean, to be even nominated, and especially to be nominated in this, the 40th year of the Donegal Sports Star Awards, those names will be there forevermore, amen, on the records.
Yeah. Okay, Declan, and in conclusion, just to recap, the tickets will be on sale.
Yes, from Tuesday morning, Chris, from the Mount Errigal Hotel. Again, just the price there, €25 for adults, €15 for primary school children. And the advice is to book early.
And we mentioned in this day and age, there's a lot of talk about inclusiveness. And just to stress again, you know, the county council, sometimes I know this comes up, people associate the council with roads and potholes and buildings, but this is another side of things. And, you know, this is all about County Donegal, and it's a very important social thing as well.
Absolutely. And I mean, I know the chief executive of Donegal County Council, Mr. Seamus Neely, has been very, very supportive of the awards. He sees the benefit of it, the social benefit, the health benefit, the recreational benefit. And it's an award. I know that he is, and the council executive, are delighted to be associated with. And I suppose it's mutual. The Donegal Sports Star Awards are delighted that the council have continued to be our exclusive sponsor. And as I say, without them, an event of this scale just couldn't be run.
Yeah, and we've had various sporting organisations, you know, they've all rode in behind it, and sports partnerships and schools and everything, and people realise that this really is the highlight of the year in terms of recognition.
Yes, and I suppose it's important at this stage to say on behalf of the committee too, I mean, the committee puts in a huge amount of work, I mean, a huge amount of voluntary work. There's no money for this, it's huge. The committee members have a huge pride in the Donegal Sports Star Awards, in its success, and they see that every year when the awards itself, the function takes place on the last Friday in January. I suppose at times it can be very difficult in terms of the amount of work that's involved, but I think when the actual awards night is over, when it's about just after midnight, and they see the amount of people that have been there that have won awards, and the amount of nominees that have attended the actual function. It's a very rewarding experience and very satisfying.